hovering over your life. I believe that you've got an army of angels, each one of you, that probably are bored silly because they only work when you speak the word of God. The angels hearken to the word of God, not to murmuring, grumbling, and complaining. Come on, you need to put those angels to work. The Holy Spirit's hovering. Don't get up in the morning and say what you've got and call for more of it. Get up and say what God says. This thing can change. Nothing's impossible with God. I don't care how it looks. I don't care how long it's been dead. I don't care how bad it stinks. God is still God. And I'm not just trying to do like some kind of a spiritual cheerleading session. I believe this. I've seen this work in my life. Anybody that was here this morning, you know now how impossible it would be for me to be doing this if God wasn't alive and true to his word. Ezekiel 37, the hand of the Lord was upon me and he brought me out in the spirit and set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones. And he caused me to pass round about, and among them, and behold, there were very many human bones in the open valley or plain, and behold, they were very dry. Not just bones, very dry bones. And he said to me, son of man, can these bones live? It's just like God saying to you, child of mine, do you believe that I can change this? Do you believe I can give life to the dead? Do you believe that I can still raise Lazarus? Maybe you need to name your problem Lazarus, and you need to go home and say, you're about to get a resurrection. Amen. You're coming out of the grave. Can these bones live? And he said to me, son of man, can these bones live? And I said, oh God, you know. You're the only one that knows. And I love this. Please get this. And he said to me, prophesy to these bones. Oh my gosh. And say to them, oh you dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. I felt like God put in my heart today. You know, I've been preaching so long, and you know, I share things like this sometimes pretty often because it's such an important principle, and I have to really be careful of starting to think, oh, they've heard that, they've heard that, they've heard that. And God put my heart this afternoon. He said, I want you, when you go to those meetings, I want you to preach like not one person in there has ever heard what you're getting ready to say. Because you know what? There may be 200, 300, 400, maybe 1,000 people here tonight that had no idea when you walked in here that your mouth has anything to do with your problems. I went to church for years before I knew that. Amen? Amen. Prophesy the word of God to these bones. And thus says the Lord God to these bones, behold, I will cause breath and spirit to enter you, and you shall live. And I will lay sin you upon you and bring up flesh upon you and cover you with skin, and I will put breath and spirit in you, and you, dry bones, shall live, and you shall know, understand, and realize that I am the Lord, the sovereign ruler who calls forth loyalty and obedient service. So I prophesied as I was commanded. Uh-oh. Whatever he says to you, do it. Well, I would feel really stupid just going around the house just talking out loud to nothing. I would feel really silly just walking around the house and saying, I'm the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. I lend to many nations, but I never have to borrow. Everything I lay my hand to prospers and succeeds. I'm full of the Holy Ghost. I have righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. There's no condemnation to those who...